For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9490 for this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Tree Car 94 only at Sunoco. Speaking of Sunoco, we got a $100 gift card to give away. Hugh's clues today. Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue? Because obviously clue one today, not great.
Listen up, people.
Okay.
This snack wasn't in my lunchbox, but it might have been in Kyle's lunchbox when he was growing up.
Okay. All right. So a little timely on that one. It's a popular snack was your first clue. There's your second clue. 215-592-9494. All right. A lot to discuss here with everyone. The Phillies lost last night, and it looks a lot like it has the last 17 games. They're 8-9 since that 5-1 start. Bullpen has been pretty much horrendous the entire season. Other than Alvarado and Strom, it's not good right now. Second worst bullpen ERA. Last night, Ruiz took a bad situation and made it worse. The hitting last night, I mean, McGill shut them down. I mean, he owns the Phillies for whatever reason. And he had 10 strikeouts at 5 1/3. A lot of frustration this morning with the Phillies. Where do you come down? What's the most frustrating part of the Phillies? And the Jalen Milroe idea. If he's on the board in the second round, I would take him if I were the Eagles. He reminds me so much of the Jalen Hurts story coming out of then Oklahoma, but Alabama, in terms of his play. He's raw, but there's something there about him. I would take him, and even if it makes Hurts a little uncomfortable, I'm okay with it. Where do you come down on the Jalen Milroe thing? Hugh, I want you to listen to this, because you start to listen to what people say about a player, you get like comps, right? Listen to Andrew Berry. He is the GM of the Browns, right? And Andrew Berry, I believe he was here when Hurts got drafted. He was under Howie Roseman. Now he's been the GM in Cleveland. But listen to what he said about Milroe's ability and what it compares to.
You know, Jalen, he's got rare physical talent. You know, he may be the only, when he gets in the NFL, he may be the only quarterback who's faster than Lamar. Don't tell Lamar I said that, please. He's got rare physical gifts. You know, he's strong, he's fast, he's got a really strong arm. And any system that you build around him, you want to take advantage of the fact that he has things that no other players at the position have.
So that was one guy who, and maybe, look, maybe the Browns are the team that takes him in the second round. But it's not just him. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, listen to what's being said out there about Jalen Milroe as we get ready for the draft on Thursday night.
The eye-opening thing that several, not one, several coaches and scouts told me as I was making calls about all these quarterbacks is Jalen Milroe is the greatest runner of the football they've ever evaluated at the quarterback position. Not Lamar Jackson. Jalen Milroe is the best runner that they've ever seen.
That is eye-opening.
That's a hell of a comparison.
Because Lamar...
has been 2-time MVP?
And to me, Lamar has always been like what Vic never reached, the ceiling. Yeah. Lamar got there. And now, if this kid is a better runner, that you have
that's
a base.
That's intriguing.
Yeah.
That's intriguing. And here's the thing you worry about is, well, two things you worry about. Somebody jump up in the draft to try to get him, you know, if that's the case. And what team is he going to? I think when you talk about that and you talk about all those intangibles, I think to be honest, if it was permitted, he would be better suited to go to a team like the Eagles that has a better structure, infrastructure, that could groom him and allow him to grow and develop as a quarterback. Give him a couple years, and you know, he take off from there. Because who is it, Trey Lance? Remember they drafted him high as he did? Nobody knew what to do with him. Nobody knew what to do with him. Now, I don't know if that's because, you know, he didn't have the skill set or he didn't have the right type of coaching. I think it's up in there. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's playing in Canada now, or a Canada team was trying to get him or something like that. But, yeah, I think when you talk about the ability that he displays and the fact that you're not talking about having him play this year or even next year, maybe the year after that, who knows? I think it would be a great get. And I think that if you think about it, you develop him in the right way. If Jalen's still playing at a high level, you trade him and get something valuable for him.
Well, I think back to 5 years ago, because I think there's some revisionist history on what the story was entering that draft. No, very few people were saying the Eagles should draft a quarterback. Because Carson Wentz had just bounced back at the end of 2019, played his best football in December, and they got to the postseason, and they just had signed him a year before. I mean, very few people saw that coming or thought it was the right thing, and the Eagles did. So we'll see what they do in this draft. I don't even think Milroe's going to be there. But if he's on the board in the second round, I would take him. Juice in South Philly's up. Hey, Juice.
Hey, fellas. What's up?
What's up, Juice?
How are you?
Good, Juice. What's up?
All right. So real quick, two things. One, frustrated. I don't know if frustrated is the right word as far as the Phillies go. So I looked this up while I was on hold. In the Mets series last year, we scored exactly one run after Kyle Schwarber's leadoff home run to start the series. We scored one run before the sixth inning. We stopped hitting. Mm-hmm. We didn't hit in that series. Against the Diamondbacks, we were up in the series. We stopped hitting. Against the Astros, they pitched a little better in the World Series, but we had a lead in that, and we stopped hitting. So, Hugh, a question for you. If you went out with a girl and she cheated on you three times, would you give her another chance to cheat on you a fourth time?
Would I? There's a lot of intangibles in that equation.
It's not intangibles.
But to answer your question.
You know what's going to happen the fourth time.
But to answer your question, no.
Exactly. So my thing is this. Going into the year, so at this point right now, as of yesterday, the Phils are 63-60 since we went to England. We're a 500 team. So they did nothing to improve their hitting. They didn't go out and get a Bregman, who's a more consistent hitter, a singles hitter. You had a call a few calls ago, said play small ball. It's not what they do. It's all or nothing with this team. You can't sit, you can't get a team that you know is predicated on the long ball and ask them to play small ball. It's not what they do.
Well, and they don't have enough players to do it, right? Like Rojas a little bit and Stott and Turner. But, you know, like Harper and Schwarber and Castellanos, they can't play small ball.
Yo, you, 300 hitting Rojas, though, right?
300, yeah. 320, so, was it? 324? 324.
Right. Yeah. So the point I'm making is, I don't know if I'm frustrated. I mean, yeah, I'm frustrated, but I kind of saw it coming. Because you when you do nothing, well, they say the definition of insanity, right?
Yep.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Well, that's it, and right. we're not getting the different results. We are not. Juice, what's
I
your
mean,
guess?
Come on.
What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
So, quick, because I have something for football, real okay. quick about the Milroe thing, mm-hmm. and then I'll give you my guess. All right, so Milroe, just hear me out.
Okay.
We drafted Hurts for a reason, and they kind of slid us. Oh, we want to be a quarterback factory. No, they didn't.
No, that was BS. Yeah. It was total BS.
What was going on with Carson Wentz? They knew behind the scenes what was going on with Wentz. And they knew their clock was ticking on him. So we drafted Hurts, and then we gave us that excuse. If we go back to the conversation we had a couple days ago about A.J. Brown being traded, which, Joe, I think you were with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were okay with that?
I was.
We can't trade A.J. Brown and then turn around and draft a quarterback in the second round to, in a sense, be a 26-year-old MVP of the Super Bowl his replacement in 4 or 5 years. One, because all Milroe's going to do is sit there on a rookie contract. If Hurts only gets hurt maybe once or twice a year like he does, he don't get hurt long, maybe a game or two, right? maybe we could trade him. But in reality, we already, this city already messes with Hurts' mental, right? Like, we don't give him the credit he deserves, all of us. Some of us do. Everybody doesn't. So you want to put a second-round pick on his team, trade his best friend, and say, hey, go win us another Super Bowl?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, so let's hold on. Before you go on, I probably wouldn't do both at the same time, right? If we did the trade AJ thing, I'm probably not going to couple that with the Milroe thing. That I agree with you. That does feel like a lot. The AJ trade is unlikely. So that's, to me, like, I'm A and B together. I understand your point, Juice. A's probably not going to happen, so I'm okay with B.
All right. And my Hughes clues, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Lunchables.
Lunchables is an interesting
That's
one.
That's a very good one.
Yeah,
very
and
good
he's guess. Listening to the clues. Not it, but a good guess there.
I like the Lunchable.
What is a Lunchable?
I never was into
is
the Lunchables.
Is that the crackers and the
sure. Well, there's different kinds.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
There's like the mini pizza ones.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Okay.
I liked them when I was a kid.
I like the concept of a Lunchable.
Now.
Yeah, right. Like if I made my own, maybe I'd like it. So what he was saying there about it's a kind of a waste of a pick because 4 or 5 years from now, he's going to just be done with his rookie contract. He'll never play. I mean, guys, we don't know how Jalen Hurts is going to age, right? Like, I hope he ages well. Hope he plays.
And that's why you CYA. In this situation.
Yes, can I give an example? And
instead as opposed to SYA, show your ass?
Yes. Yeah.
Cover your ass?
CYA.
Jalen showed his ass in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
His whole ass.
No, because listen, let me tell you the thing that I feel like is a truism in the NFL, and we've seen it when you talk about teams that have had franchise quarterbacks and lose them. Mm-hmm. some of y'all might not remember this. Joe Namath?
Well, I don't remember him, but I remember the name.
I remember it well.
Remember
Fur Coats?
Chad Pennington?
Sure.
That is probably the timeline.
And
there might have been some other decent quarterbacks, but when you talk about franchise quarterbacks,
yeah,
it's a long distance between Joe Namath and Chad Pennington.
30 years about that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You get where I'm going with this? And you know, now you're talking about Tom Brady had a nice run for as long as he had one. And now the Patriots are looking for their next guy. The Green Bay Packers have been blessed to have two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back-to-back. You get where I'm going with this?
Yeah. I think they both found their next guy, by the way.
I think
May and Love.
Yeah, I think
but that's what I'm saying.
No,
but
right.
But
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
But there was a Mac Jones in between.
But the verdict is still out. So if you're being proactive in this situation, why not draft, even if he sits for those years? Why not draft him?
Yeah. So, it's a succession plan.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it's 150 carries a year.
Bruh, let me tell you.
I'm glad you said it.
It's hard to find a quarterback.
Can I give you an example? And like I think Jalen Hurts is a better thrower of the football than the guy I'm about to say. And I think he has a better chance to age well. But Cam Newton was the MVP of the league at 26 years old. He had two more years of being a good quarterback, and it was over. To me, quarterbacks, especially running quarterbacks, are almost like pitchers. I don't know. I mean, some of them last to their 35
they
or 40.
Fall off the cliff.
But sometimes they fall off a cliff. Like I do think the Eagles need to think about this just to have something in the pipeline. I know a lot of people like Tanner McKee, but like
You're not really sold on the fact that he's the future.
People like Tanner McKee.
No. Well, I think he's a nice backup, but
you talk to the guy for 5 minutes.
And I fell in love.
He's enamored, yeah. Now we're trading for the ninth pick in the draft.
Yep. But, like, it's not even about just the fact that he's a running quarterback. Like, think about the type of runner he is. Like, Lamar Jackson is shifty. He gets around people. He gets by people. He makes you miss. Cam Newton, Jalen Hurts, they're like power runners.
Yes. They run through
you. That makes a big difference.
Of course it does.
And, I mean, the tush push thing, we don't know if that's going anywhere next year, but, like those kind of things do add up.
Yeah, that's right. We forgot about that, huh? They still
got to talk about it next month, right?
Yeah.
Wait till May.
Yeah. It's one of those things where we calm down and then wait till they ban it. Everyone's going to flip out. All right, let's go to Eric in Middletown, who's up next. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys, we can stop all this talk because he's not making it to 64.
Probably isn't. He probably isn't.
The headache and the controversy that it's going to bring. Why would you want that?
Headache and controversy that you speak of?
But
sir?
You know, Eric, last time there was headache and controversy, and it led to two Super Bowl appearances in 5 years.
Yeah, but that's how he's doing.
Right.
Why would he want to create another headache?
Wait a second,
headache are you creating?
Hold on. You think Howie regrets the Hurts pick?
What happened with Wentz and Carson?
What happened with
Jalen Hurts?
Well, they're the same person.
Jalen, I mean.
Yeah, you got it. We got it.
That almost destroyed the team.
But how?
They won two Super Bowls. They went to two Super Bowls.
How did that almost? I'm trying to follow. What do you mean? How did it destroy this team?
Yeah, when sucking destroyed the team, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, but why did it?
Well, because he sucked.
Because he wasn't good.
Oh, okay. Why did Wentz suck?
Because he sucked.
Yeah.
No, he's trying to say they drafted a quarterback.
Yeah, but he left here and sucked.
Why did they draft the quarterback, Eric?
Evidently, they thought it was an area of need.
It was.
It was an area of need, Eric.
What? Is it an area of need now?
No, but Eric, hold on. Let's not forget, Eric. I remember it well. Not many people thought it was an area of need then, and it became one quickly. Like, you don't know when your need's going to come, so you protect yourself. I mean, in retrospect, obviously Hurts sucked, and maybe they knew it before we did.
Wentz.
Yeah, Wentz.
Wentz sucked.
I don't want to sound like I'm on the Wentz wagon, but was he not an MVP candidate?
He did win the MVP.
Yeah, so is your point don't do this because it'll be a headache, or your point? What's your point?
My point is, I wouldn't want to bring more controversy than what we already have in the locker room. Telling you, I'm really close to saying goodbye to A.J. Brown.
No controversy. I don't think it would be. You think it would be controversy if you drafted a quarterback?
I think it's a little bit more than you think it is. Yeah. Now, it doesn't mean Jalen would crumble.
There's always quarterback controversy in Philly.
That's the truth. Yeah, that's true.
There's always controversy.
That's true.
Okay, yeah. we're talking about us. Like, yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it till we're blue in the face.
If Hurts continues to play well, it's not going to be a thing.
It's not going
to
be a big deal.
Yeah, right. And if Wentz had played well, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But he didn't play well.
But the one time you don't play well, what are we going to be talking
about? I mean, and that's we're going to do that regardless, man. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But as far as you saying that Jalen's not built for this, I beg to differ. I think he is. Jalen's been on this roller coaster ride before.
I mean, too.
Yeah, we were killing Jalen last year about his play.
I hope he's built for it too, but when you start messing with people's money and their legacy.
How are you messing Wait a minute. Eric, how are you messing with his money and his legacy?
Well, he'd have to lose his job for those things.
Well, he's already one of the most 100 influential people in the world.
That's true.
That's a lasting legacy for a lifetime.
And he's been to two Super Bowls and won one. What are you talking about?
I think we're just fine the way we are right now.
Well, by that logic, Eric, I know.
But you can't be afraid, dog. You can't be afraid,
Eric,
if he's. My fault, Joe.
Yeah, you're good.
But if he's the best quarterback in this draft, and you don't have to play him right away, Why not get him? And you can groom him and make him even better, because what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen with these young quarterbacks, Shadur, Cam Ward, and all these other cats. You know what's going to happen with
them?
They're going
to play right away.
They're going to play right away, and one of them is going to struggle, if not both of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to struggle, and then all of that good big will that we've built up for this quarterback is going to be gone once he gets on the team, and everybody's going to say he stinks. Just like the one quarterback they got in Chicago. Last year they talked about how great he was.
Caleb, yeah.
Caleb's a good quarterback, but he has no weapons. So if you put this young man in a position where he can learn and he doesn't have that pressure, what's wrong with that?
All right, you got me coming around, Hugh.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Finally, Eric, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
I don't know if I like that.
No, we're going to stop this.
This guy's head's going to inflate.
How about the snack pack pudding?
Snack pack pudding.
That's a good go-to.
Good one. Not the actual answer, but a good one. You guys more of a snack pack person or a Jell-O person? Or neither?
Neither.
I quit eating Jell-O a long time
ago. No, I don't mean Jell-O. I mean Jell-O pudding.
Well, like the Jell-O.
Which pudding is better?
We're not talking about Diet Douglas. We're talking about a young man.
Well, the Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Jell-O pudding. That's who it was associated with back in the day. Probably.
He's out now.
That probably was a name that I invoked that people were like, oh, wait a minute. Time out, Hugh Douglas.
Careful now.
time out.
Let's use people that haven't been canceled. All right. He came around at the end. But the logic he gave, if the Eagles followed that logic, Jalen Hurts would have never been here. I mean,
But to his point, there's a lot of snowflakes in the NFL now.
Yeah.
Like,
but you can't worry about that.
You can't worry about it. Just like, you know, the whole – we ain't talk about this because it don't have to do with us. But the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, man, he's ridiculous.
Well, he's a loser.
I just think he's
a loser.
He's all the same loser.
Sure, that's fine.
But he's definitely – he's a loser.
Well, you're talking about when he went and told about the meeting with Aaron Glenn?
He said, I flew across country. No, he actually – what you call them, first world problems?
Yeah.
He was crying about the fact that he paid for a flight – to fly across the country to sit there for 20 minutes. Dude, you made a Gripperton.
I know. And he was complaining. He thought if they just didn't want him, they could have done a phone call.
But no.
But here's what annoyed me about Rodgers. Well, a lot of things. But, Hugh, if the Jets had called him and said we're moving on, not face-to-face.
It would have been a problem. Oh, you couldn't even be man enough to talk to me in my face?
He would have complained no matter what it was. Good for Aaron Glenn. I wouldn't want him either. No. I'm a brand new coach with a team. Like, dealing with this nonsense. Rob Delco's up. What's up, Rob?
Joe, Hugh, what's up?
Hey, Rob, what's up?
Man?
Good morning, man. How you guys doing, all right?
Good, Rob. What's going on?
Listen. I got a quick point with the Phils, and then I want to talk about the Jordan Milroe thing, mm-hmm. Okay, real fast. You know what I'm upset with? And listen, I'm ready to clear house. You know what I mean? Boom, Roja, like all these guys. But I know that's not feasible. So what's the next step? I'm ready to get rid of the manager today, Joe, okay? And what pushed me over the top was, I think I heard this on the morning show on my way to work this morning, was, and it could be true, but you don't say it. And what's the guy, soft? I mean, the cold weather, he doesn't pitch well in the cold weather. No, Joe, he stinks right now. And say, you know what? He needs to be better. Like, that's what I want to hear from this manager. Maybe that happened to you behind closed doors or in a dugout. Who was my man who had that outburst from the Royals? Was it Hal McCray? What, he like tossed a computer or something? A reporter was asking him something. Like, I want to see. I don't know. Maybe Thompson does that, but like that mentality just goes through the dugout, permeates through the dugout. He's soft. The manager's soft. So to me, that's what I'm upset with right now.
Well, it does feel like there's not an edge. I mean, and I understand it's a full season. It's a marathon. The manager can't every day, you know, be flipping out.
It does
feel like it's just a very like, we'll get him tomorrow type of feel. It's felt like that for a while.
Hugh, how would you feel? Oh, Hugh, you ain't going to make it here in Philly. It's cold. You know what I mean? Like, how would you, you think that was challenging? Like, your manhood a little bit. Hugh, what?
Oh, yeah, in my younger days, I was all for the cold, but since I've gotten in my advanced twilight years.
Hugh, we're around the same age. Hugh, I'm 51. Like,
I don't like the cold. Like,
maybe a coat would help, you know?
There's too much work going back in the house.
It's really not. We talked about leaving it in the
car. I kept it in the car. It's in the car now. I left one in the car.
Okay. Well,
WIP coat.
Yeah. Now you're in business then.
I'm in business.
And, Joe, I got to guess weird, but real fast on the Milroe thing, you know what? Joe, I take it a step further, okay, Joe? I would trade up for him, Joe.
Well, that would cause a scene.
What do we got? Four number fives?
They have, yeah, they have
four fifth rounders.
Three or four in the fifth round. Yeah, they're all bunched up like in the 160s.
And I understand you can flip that stuff for like the next draft and then flip it again. You know, it's collateral for all that stuff. But I would package you and some of them move up, maybe 5-10 spots. If that's 15 spots, if this kid's, you know.
Why don't we go? How about we do this? We'll go up 11 spots. We'll draft him at number 53, the same place they drafted Jalen Hurts. We'll do some symmetry there. Same spot. All right, Rob, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What's your guess?
All right, I'm going to go with string cheese.
String cheese. That's Rob, a good go-to. Appreciate it.
I used to rock with the string cheese back in the day.
Yeah? Now here's the question. Did you pull it apart, the whole, like, did it string thing, or just
like
ate
to try
it?
Try to make it last a little longer, yeah. Try to make it last.
Yeah, I would just eat the string cheese.
You've really always been this way, huh?
What's that? Weird?
Frugal.
Well,
weird?
You're stretching out a stick of string cheese, man.
Yeah, I do, man. It's like I bought them fur sweatsuits looking like a furry.
Let's not go there.
Why do you have to do this to me?
I'm just saying. Shout out to all the furries out there getting ready for August. It's going down in August.
that's gonna be one sweaty convention.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a t-shirt. I want to see if it really goes down at the furries.
I would guess it does. Yeah, I would guess it does, man. Be careful. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your calls and your use clues guesses after. But by the way, the YouTube audience doesn't know anything about this.
No,
and now
they're
indoctrinated.
They're like, what the hell are you talking about? No,
there.
Somebody that's listening know about the furries. Yeah, they're probably going.
Yeah. I got a lot more people than you think, buddy.
Oh, boy.
I'm the one that gets the calls.
Okay, we'll get to all your phone calls, your guesses for Hughes Clues, which again is about a popular snack. Not about what he's talking about right now. So get off of that. Phillies coming off a frustrating loss to the Mets last night. We'll talk to Devin about it next. And your calls on the Jalen Milroe idea. Should the Eagles take if he's on the board in the second round, the quarterback out of Alabama with a lot of similarities to Jalen Hurts? And would it be a big deal for Hurts if they did? We all think they should take him, at least on this show. We differ a little bit on how big of a deal it would be. 215-592-9499 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.